Hi, I'm Lynn Perry. I'm Professor of Nursing with South East Sydney Local Health District and University of Technology, Sydney.
So, Lynn, what does a typical day look like for a nurse?
Well, that's quite a hard question because there's a lot of us. There's over 300,000 nurses and midwives in Australia, and we work in settings as diverse from more than just cradle to grave. But there are some broad generalisations you can say. The biggest group of us work in public health. The biggest group are based in hospitals. So the setting that a typical nurse perhaps might be described as working in would be on our wards, medical, surgical, aged care, ICUs and theatres. And that's fast-paced, busy work. As we've seen our Australian population getting older and our healthcare getting better at being able to do things with older and sicker people. So we're seeing that the patients who come into our hospitals tend to be older, sicker, have more complex conditions. So they require more nursing. And the work is fast-paced and busy and quite challenging.
Because that's what comes to mind when I think of a nurse. It's a hospital nurse, and it's quite a physical job. You're going walking from ward to ward. You're on your feet all day. You're helping to lift patients. A lot of work, basically.
Yes. Of this workforce, so over half of them are shift workers, about 90% are clinical. And so it is indeed. For a lot of people, it's a physical occupation.
What is the average age of a nurse? I think you mentioned earlier that the nursing population is ageing.
Yes, the average age of the nursing and midwifery workforce in Australia at the moment is 44 and a half years, and that's the oldest of all of the healthcare professional groups. But it's not just the average age that's telling, it's that well over half of us are in the 40 to 60 age group. So we're in the age group that, along with the Australian population, are beginning to develop those chronic diseases and the beginning of signs of wear and tear.
We'll chat about the ageing nursing population in a little bit, but I know you've been studying the health of nurses in New South Wales. You looked at over 5,000 nurses. What is their overall physical health like?
Well, one of the things that we asked them was just what they thought of their health, and it was really heartening that 51% of them said that they thought their health was excellent to very good. And that's really important because it's not just about how do you feel about your health. We know that that question is very significantly linked to health going forwards. So feeling that your health is good today augurs well for the future. What was a little bit of a surprise, though, was to find that that's actually a lower number than the Australian population in general.
How does it compare to the Australian population?
Oh, 55% in the recent Australian Health Survey said that they felt their health was excellent to very good. We also asked them about the symptoms that they experienced, and that was where we had the next bit of a jolt, because actually they told us about a lot of symptoms. So more than 40% of them were talking about, sometimes or more often in the last 12 months, suffering from things like back pain, stiff joints, severe tiredness, headaches. Large groups as well had talked about symptoms of anxiety and depression, indigestion, breathing problems. And there was a lot of pain as well. When we asked them about pain in the last 4 weeks, a third of them had pain sometimes, another third often, and the severity of this for about a third was moderate up to very severe. So it's actually quite a fatigued and symptomatic workforce, although quite a number of them are still saying we perceive ourselves as healthy.
So that percentage of nurses who perceive they don't perceive themselves as healthy, they're reporting these symptoms and these problems that you've just mentioned. Is that as a result of the type of work nursing is, or is it a result of the age of the nurses?
That's quite a hard question to tease out. I mean, certainly we can say that we have an ageing workforce and we have an ageing population. This is a workforce who are subjected to hard physical work. So we can make some expectations about a workforce that spend a lot of their time with hard physical work are likely to be seeing some signs of wear and tear.
And what about their mental health? How did nurses rate their mental health?
Well, this is something that we're quite aware of, the strains and the challenges of nursing. Nurses and midwives are caring for people, yes, in some of the nicest parts of their life as they're getting better, but also in some of the most challenging and difficult times of patients' and families' lives. And it can be extremely stressful and challenging. And certainly we found that there were a lot of symptoms of anxiety and depression that were reported. And a lot of the symptoms that are reported can also be indicative of stress and strain. And when we looked at actual diagnoses, we found that there were somewhat more nurses were reporting a lifetime history of mental health diagnoses than in the Australian population. So this is an area that's just, there are some flags around, but it is also an area that we're very concerned to ensure that we have the appropriate support for our staff.
And is it up to nurses to seek out that help, or should hospitals and nursing bodies be doing more to support their staff?
You've piled in together there quite a number of different avenues. I would say that there is a very general perception and awareness that this is an issue. In some areas, we are very much more proactive than others. In a lot of areas, we're much more responsive. The systems that are in place are there only to be accessed by staff who take the initiative to do that. And staff don't always want to do that, particularly around workforce-related support services. So there are opportunities here for us to look at how better we could support our staff, and that's both as employers, as in self-help and support groups within nursing themselves, and in also, of course, from the unions who are looking to support us.
Obviously, there are quite a lot of problems that can be associated with nursing, as we've just covered. Despite this, do nurses have a high job satisfaction generally?
Oh, yes. I mean, that came through very clearly with this survey. There's only quite a small proportion that were dissatisfied. It's only about 13% were actively dissatisfied with their job. And although we had about 22% of them that said that they were intending to leave within the next 12 months, for some of that will be around job and career progression. But what we do have is the big concern that because we are an older workforce, we are going to be seeing a lot of nurses moving into retirement over the next few years. So this gives us a real sharp focus on how we can support staff to stay, our experienced staff, to stay for as long as is comfortable and as long as they're able to be supported to continue working, but also for our younger staff to make sure that we have the workforce that's coming through.
I know the retirement age has just been raised to 70. Is it realistic that we're going to expect nurses to stay on that long?
If they want to, and if they remain fit and healthy. Certainly from our survey, the oldest nurse that responded to us was 78, and I've met working nurses who are older than that. And nurses who are fit and healthy and want to do so, there's no reason why they shouldn't. But we do need to support our workforce in order for people to be able to make those choices.
So Australia has an ageing population. We've got an ageing nursing workforce. We're going to need more people looking after the ageing population, and we're going to have people from the nursing workforce leave, so presumably that's going to get smaller. What do we need to do to push more young people into the nursing workforce?
We actually have reasonable numbers coming through. What we need to be doing is supporting those who come through. So there are a lot of things that we could be doing to look at health promotion for this workforce. We are, by and large, pretty good at the things that are directly occupationally related. So we've got good services to support things like manual handling, vaccinations, flu immunizations, things like that. We're less good at the more holistic view of health promotion and health support for our workforce. For example, we've said that the typical nurse works in hospital, and space is at a premium in our hospitals. And a lot of our hospitals have completely lost the space for nurses to store food, heat food, and to eat close to their workplaces, because often they just don't have time to go very far from their wards, but also to not be eating in areas that are in public, where they continue to be on show and with their patients and families. And sometimes nurses just need a bit of a break. So things like looking at the facilities that we have, looking at the food that is available. We've moved a long way from the days when we had hospital kitchens, which were able to open at night to feed on our night staff. Our provision of healthy food for our night shift workers, and as I've said, more than half of our nursing workforce work shifts, but our provision of healthy food for them is very poor. These are sorts of things that we can look at. We can look at our facilities to support activity, to support cycling to work and having showers when you get to work. There's a whole range of things that would just enable and facilitate and make healthy choices easier for our nursing and midwifery workforce.
I think the healthy foods were something that really jumped out at me in your research because, if I've got my stats right, 31% of the nurses were overweight and 30% were obese.
Mm.
It is quite a physical job. There's a lot of exercise as we've touched on. So part of that problem is the snacks. There's a lot of vending machines in hospitals that I understand. And from
Absolutely.
What you're saying, yes. No places for nurses to bring their own healthy food.
Absolutely. Nurses are charged. A big part of a nurse's role is health promotion for the Australian population. We're probably the single biggest group that gives the health and advice for the Australian population. So we really need to be practicing what we preach ourselves. And a lot of our hospital settings don't make that particularly easy. You mentioned the vending machines. And yes, you know, I've looked at the contents of vending machines. And this is an area where we have an opportunity that we're not making the most of.